News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, chaotic scenes erupted in Dáil Éireann with heckling and interruptions, and after a controversial vote on changes to speaking time, have a listen to what happened. That, of course, was not the Dáil. It was, in fact, Father Ted. But it did bear an eerie resemblance to some of the shouting we heard yesterday. And it wasn't the only cultural reference made in Dáil Éireann either, with opposition TDs paying tribute to Game of Thrones.
Shame, 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 shame.
Yeah, embattled Ciarán Comhairle Verona Murphy seems to have lost the confidence of opposition TDs. Here she is trying to maintain control of the situation yesterday.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves. And I am loath to say again, resume your seat, deputy. Resume your seat, deputy. Deputies, resume your seat.
It was pretty chaotic yesterday, Ciara. An embarrassment, really, wasn't it?
Is that the new collective noun for politicians? An embarrassment of politicians?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was embarrassing, it was unedifying. And when I was watching it, and I was quite glued to it, to be honest, I was thinking, and it wasn't a good thing. It reminded me of parliaments I have seen elsewhere in countries that I thought weren't like us, in countries maybe like Hungary, where you would see huge rows, people almost coming to blows and everything unravelling and no level of decency, no level of decorum being exercised within their parliaments. That's where we're going. That's what we're seeing. And it frightens me a little bit, because to see it all unravelling, I always thought we could never see the far right not really rising here, because I thought we did politics kind of differently. We didn't go with that populist headbanger kind of thing. And now I'm not as sure as I was, because we don't have far right in there, but we have enough populism and we have enough disrespect for, I suppose, the institutions of democracy, the institutions of the Dáil, that seems to be where we're at. And just before I stop, to me, what we've seen with the Ciarán Comhairle, because that's where we're going this morning. There's going to be a vote, a meeting of opposition parties about what to do about the Ciarán Comhairle. I think what they want now is they've lost the speaking rights row, but they've marched themselves to the top of the hill and they don't want to come down with their tail between their legs. And I think that they want a scalp, and the scalp is Verona Murphy. I think
she wasn't impressive yesterday, though, Ciara.
I don't know how anyone...
I agree.
In the face of such unruliness, such disrespect, such obstreperous behaviour within the Dáil, I don't know how anyone... If no one
respects the
order of business.
I was deeply sympathetic the first day, and I thought I think there was probably bullying yesterday. I thought the first day in the Dáil was absolute bullying, there's no question. And you wouldn't get away with that in any other workplace in the country, but I thought she was poor yesterday. I thought that you're making a holy show yourself. I cringed when I heard that line, I have to say. Look, I agree with you. I think the opposition have a point in relation to all of this.
That's fair.
But they're going at this, they're ridiculously over the top.
The opposition can't believe that they're not able, because...
But talk about threats to democracy and stuff is absolutely ridiculous. And sorry, the other point is, and the more important point is, there are bigger fish to fry. There are huge issues in relation to tariffs, in relation to Trump, in 100%. Relation to budgetary issues arising out of all of that, international issues, infrastructure, housing... Like, the Dáil needs to get back. The opposition have had their fun. They've had, like, and there is a deliberate strategy, particularly from Sinn Féin, to drag politics down, to make it into street warfare and street politics. That's fine as a strategy, but we need the Dáil to do its job.
We absolutely do. You're not wrong. But I also think that the government has been kind of running scared of the opposition for a long number of years, and now is facing them down, and the opposition doesn't know what's hit it in a way. But look, let us know what you thought of those scenes in particular, that behaviour in the Dáil yesterday, people filming each other, people giving each other the fingers, things you never thought you might see in Dáil Éireann. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. Love to know what people think about all this morning.
Now, let's bring in the Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Energy, Dara O'Brien. Minister, the opposition reaction over the top, but this is all down because of stroke politics. Basically, you've done a deal with Michael Lowry, and this is the cause of all the problem.
I don't agree respectfully, Shane. Firstly, look, I've listened to yourself and Kira there, and actually listened to constituents yesterday because I had a number of people coincidentally in the Dáil who watched these unprecedented scenes yesterday. And like, it was absolutely unprecedented, but it was despicable. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I've been in the Dáil since 2007. Whether people disagree with a stance or a change in standing orders, which happens regularly, by the way, this is not something that doesn't happen. Every Dáil will have a reform, will have changes to structures. But the behaviour yesterday was just absolutely, totally and utterly outrageous. Some of the comments that were shouted across the chamber, from the opposition, I might add, all from the opposition, and particularly from Sinn Féin. And it was coordinated, and it was planned. There was, unquestionably, they had planned this, that they would try to bring about maximum disruption to the business of the House. As you rightly said, they're just near introduction. We have many very serious issues for our people to deal with. We have changes in the geopolitical landscape. We've tariffs that looming. We've got to protect our economy, our people and our jobs.
Okay.
And what I saw yesterday, frankly, just as a citizen, if you leave it aside as being a TD or a minister, I was absolutely disgusted. I thought I'd seen the worst out when the Dáil came back, the day that the Taoiseach, that the election of Taoiseach was actually
on day one.
I won't go on about it, but look, I'm just saying, I know what people were saying to me. If you can disagree, you can be respectful. There was no respect there yesterday.
The opposition would say that you're not respecting the procedures of the House. Just have a listen. We'd Paul Murphy, the People Before Profit TD on Little Earth. Have a listen to what he had to say.
So the total loss of opposition time is 69.5 minutes a week. That is reductions that are made up of halving the time that is available to us to object to the order of business. Secondly, we have a reduction of 22 minutes of time in private members. And the third and most important reduction is the halving of time of Taoiseach's questions. So Taoiseach's questions is a separate session than leaders' questions. It currently happens twice a week. It goes on for 90 minutes. There's an opportunity for 6 questions to be asked. And they are halving that. So they're reducing opposition time by 69.5 minutes. And they're increasing time for the government, including Lowry, by 56 minutes.
So was the Taoiseach being disingenuous yesterday when he said it's all about 8 minutes and this is ridiculous? It's actually not just about 8 minutes. It's about the opposition speaking time being reduced by almost 70 minutes.
No, look, you haven't been disingenuous. Let's be straight about it. And I listened to Paul Murphy. At least he was speaking to you in a normal tone of voice there earlier on today. If you see how he behaved yesterday, was it like he could have put those points across yesterday? But the reality of it is, there is 8 minutes on a Wednesday and 8 minutes on a Thursday, additional time for government backbenchers that never existed, not taken out of opposition time. No one disputes that. Paul Murphy might. Yes, there are changes in relation to leaders' questions. We have the most accountable Taoiseach in Europe, the most amount of face time that any opposition or indeed government have. Any of your listeners who look into the Dáil, you will see every day the Taoiseach answering questions, leaders' questions that are there, debates, and rightly so. So I think really what this moved on, if you go back to when the original changes were proposed, the whole argument was that apparently governments were taking opposition time. Now it's been clear we're not taking opposition time, and the opposition then moved the goalpost to try and find another point of attack. The reality is, Shane, and I've had the honour of serving in the Dáil since 2007, that every Dáil comes in, there are reforms and reviews of speaking, of standing orders. A real significant one, by the way, was back in 2016, and I served in the Reform Committee myself, when we acknowledged smaller groups in the Dáil, like Paul Murphy's. Paul Murphy's party and group have about 2% of the vote nationally, okay? You have Sinn Féin with 20% or 21% of the vote, with 52% of the speaking time. I could go through all of this.
Okay.
But we changed that in 2016 to recognise the fact that there is a more diverse and disparate Dáil. And that was the point the Taoiseach was making there yesterday. If you think about the fundamental point that, yes, you have to form a government. Every election now, we've seen a fragmentation in the vote, and that's fine. So it makes it more complicated to form governments. So future governments will require the support of independents. But what the opposition are looking to do is saying, well, you've supported the formation of a government, even though you're not in it, and we're going to actually punish you.
Okay.
By ensuring that you don't have the requisite speaking time. And why do you need speaking time? To represent your constituents.
Two quick questions on this before we move on. Michael Lowry appearing to raise the two fingers, the Harvey Smith as it used to be known, at a member of the opposition. Your response to that?
But I think that's all been overplayed. I've just seen the picture. Paul Murphy, by the way, who was the one who was recording in the chamber, which isn't allowed, by the way, again, shows an incredible disrespect to the chamber. I think that's being overplayed. I think Deputy Lowry himself will answer for that. But the scenes yesterday...
Simon Harris said it was unseemly and unbecoming, he has just said this morning.
Well, look, I've seen the picture. I wouldn't do it myself, okay? I think Deputy Lowry will answer for that himself. But I think in the overall context of what happened there yesterday, this is very, this is one aspect of it.
All right,
I would be asking what the comments, some of the language that was used, the charges of collusion being made at the Crown Corla, collusion from a Sinn Féin deputy accusing the Crown Corla of that. Like, these are really serious charges. Now, Michael Lowry, I'm sure, if that was the gesture that he made, I'm sure he shouldn't have made it, and he'll answer for that himself.
Do you think the opposition are now gunning for the Crown Corla? Are they looking for her head on a plate, do you think?
Well, I listened to Ciara there just before I came on, and I think her analysis is probably correct. But what does that serve? The Crown Corla exercised her duty under the laws of the House. And let's not forget this. This was voted on yesterday. We're all elected by our constituents. So 94-74, a democratic vote of the power, not a slim margin, and even if it was, it wouldn't matter. So what they're even questioning now is the validity of a vote that's happened in the Dáil chamber. That has never happened before.
Well, in fairness, a vote that was pushed through when people couldn't even hear it speak.
No, like, I could hear it saying.
Should she not have dissolved the Dáil at that point?
No,
it was chaos.
Because I think that's... Sorry, and that's going to cause...
That's where the opposition are saying there is a coordinated strategy.
Sorry, no, I don't agree. And I'll say this, is that my view from someone who was sitting in the chamber there yesterday and who sees the form of the, particularly Sinn Féin and PPP, and indeed supported by Stock Dems and Labour, is they wanted the House yesterday to be suspended. They actually wanted to bring down the business of the House that day. The Crown Corla is charged to act under the standing orders, which she did. She called a vote, and she actually put the question, and someone in the opposition actually called the vote. You will note that tellers were actually offered on the vote as well. That wasn't disputed. So a vote was called. I could hear it. Now, if some of the opposition couldn't hear it, it was because the colleague standing right beside him was screaming to high heaven. And that's the reason why.
Okay.
So they have
a
job to do here. And Shane, I rarely get as exercised as I am right now because I'm really concerned that we're going down a road here. And this has been happening for a number of years gradually, where one, you don't respect your political opponent. You're supposed to hate your political opponent. Your supporters are supposed to hate your political opponent. And now that is, we're seeing that in spades in the Dáil, regardless of whether it's a disagreement around changes that happen all the time.
Okay.
The manner in which this was approached yesterday was despicable.
Minister, very finally, we were supposed to talk to you in more detail about your Alternative Fuels for Transport Working Group 2024 report. Obviously, politics has overtaken that, but can I ask you briefly what that entails? What energy pathways are being looked at?
Really what it's about, and look, sorry, I know we're due to talk about this in more detail, we will again, but it's about...
Yeah.
Ensuring there's increased awareness, accessibility and availability of alternative fuels. It's going quite well in Ireland, looking at the fuel mix, particularly for the freight sector and for road, looking at our infrastructure too, EV charging points being one, which is improving as well. But this is really bringing all the stakeholders together to say, how can we expand the use of alternative fuels across all transport modes? Really good piece of work. I just published the report yesterday. For those who are interested, it's relatively short and well set out. It gives recommendations of how we can actually accelerate this move because it is a real way of assisting us in decarbonising our economy and actually meeting our climate targets in a really important sector is transport. So it's how we can shift towards a mix of fuels and alternative fuels in the transport sector. So I'd encourage people to have a read of it, and it lays out a roadmap for us to now work on these recommendations and accelerate the use of these fuels this year and for the rest of the decade.
Well, look, Minister, we will definitely have you back to discuss that in more detail. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning, the Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Energy, Dara O'Brien.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.